We'll do a review in Likutei Sichas in Chelek Lamed Gimel, Volume 33, the second Sicha of Parsha Shlach. Now we all know that in Likutei Torah and Chassidus, it discusses that the Meraglim really had some positive intentions over there. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael because they didn't want to be distracted, but this all seems to go against everything we see in the simple pshat of the pasuk, and the Rebbe in this sicha points out to the fact that even in the very simple pshat in the pasuk, we have to say from the halacha, we have to say that there was something positive over there. The entire idea that a minyan needs 10 people, we learn from the 10 spies. The Torah calls them Admosai Leido Horo Hazois, this evil community. And a community, there was 10 of them. There was a total of 12. Without Yeshua and Kolev, there was 10 left. And those are called the Eda. So we see that an Eda, so what we need for a minyan, you need an Eda, we need 10. How could it be that we're learning from something so negative like the spies into the halacha of a minyan, and also for court of dayonim eda? So we have to say this. The Rebbe points that this is one Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah and the Nigla de Torah. So even in the revealed part of Torah, the Rebbe shows how the Meraglim actually had some very positive, but they, of course, they made a terrible mistake. We'll go to Sicha, we'll go step by step. Shlach Beis, Aleph. Mizeh shehameraglim nikru beparshoseinu b'shem Edom. So the fact that the Meraglim are called, in our parsha, we call them a community. And how much were they, this Edo, how much were they? There was 10. And he's saying, Admosai le'edo horo hazois. How much longer this bad Edo, is referring to the 10 spies, because Yeshua v'kolev, ki Yeshua v'kolev lo'hoyo, they were not included because they weren't the Edo Ro. So when Hashem is saying Ad Moshe Leido Ro, he's angry with the spies coming back and trying to dissuade and causing the Yid not to want to go to Eretz Yisrael, he calls them Edo Ro. So we see that 10 can be called an Edo. So from this idea, Lomdu Chazal, so our sages teach us, our sages of blessed memory, Shakol Asora mi Yisroel bitstarfom nechshovim Eido Shlema, that whenever we have 10 of the Jewish people, when you bring them together, when you combine 10 Jewish people, they are considered to be an Eido Shlema, complete Eido. And therefore, in cases when you need an Edo, like to say a Dover Shebegedusha, it's 10. So from where do we learn these 10, that we need 10? We learn it from the 10 spies. So the Rebbe is wondering, how could we learn such a holy thing as a minyan, because we see that a minyan of bad people were called an Edo. Tzarich Iyun. So we need to understand, what is the source for this halacha that 10 people are special? There is a special advantage when you have an Edo, you have a community when it comes to matters of Kedusha. You cannot say the Eberster's Kedusha, Kedusha and Baruch, all Dover Shabbat Kedusha, Kaddish, you cannot say this unless you have a minyan. Where do we know the source that a special consists a special advantage when you have a minyan. Where do we learn it from? Shakol dover should be kedusha lo yepochus ma'asora, that any matter of kedusha shouldn't be less than 10, because you need an eda. Nilma davkia ma'meraglim. We learned this out specifically from the meraglim. It's a little bit strange. Diksibuhu ad mosel la'eda hara hazois. Over there, the pasuk says how long this bad community. So we see that 10 people are a community. And that community tells us that a community to say Kedusha for the Eibishter, a Dovashim Kedusha, we need an Eda. How come such a special halacha about Dovashim Kedusha comes from an Eda which was negative? Now, the halacha is that the din of a minyan is even if the people are not religious. And therefore, maybe we learn it from the meraglim, so they weren't religious. But that's why it's not telling us what you can say by a dover shebigedusha, but it's telling you the people can be even rishayim and they're still okay. So what's such a problem that we're learning it from the meraglim? Because dover shebigedusha, you can say even if they're not religious. But besides the fact the Rebbe doesn't go into it, that if there would be rebellious amongst them, or all of them rebellious, that would actually be an issue whether we could say Kedusha. But there's other situations we learn an Eda in which, like a court, a Beis Din, a Sanhedrin, over there they must, can't be Rishoyim. So why would we learn from such evil people? The Rebbe wants to show there's something hidden good about the Meraglim as well, to point to that Hasidic insight about what the Meraglim really wanted. Va'af the din shel Eido Kedusha. Even though this halacha, that there needs to be a community, a holy community, meaning to say Kedusha, you need an Eido Kedusha, a holy community. Shein dover shebikedusha pachos ma'asora, because you can't say Kedusha, you can't say sanctity, sanctifying the Eibishter's name, if there's no 10. So that means it's an Eda with sanctity. So that Eda with sanctity doesn't necessarily have to be religious people. Who gam, who shagam, Rosha, even a Rosha, also a Rosha, mitzaref leminyan asora lechol dover shebikedusha, can be combined to be part of the 10th whenever we do a matter of Kedusha. And the reason is because even if he's a Rasha, ki Yisrael af api shachoto Yisraelu, because a Yid, even if he has sinned, he's still a Yid, so he's okay. We can count him, he's still a Yid. So maybe, so it doesn't matter, an Eda is an Eda, Meraglim is Eda. But the Rebbe says, no, this is not really a good answer, because this is not a good enough reason to learn a minyan, a davar shebegedusha from the meraglim, which were negative, if they were only negative. Because in addition, the Rebbe said, we have a problem. If you are going to find to say, in other words, we can possibly say, and that's the way it reads, that it appears in the literal interpretation of the pasuk, shameraglim hoyu begeder moirdim b'Hashem, that the spies had the status of rebelling against Hashem. So even though a Rosha, we said before, you could mitzarev to the minyan, but here they were murdim. How do we see they were murdim? Kedivrei Kolev, because Kolev, when he was objecting to them, he was said, "Bahashem al timroidu, don't rebel." So he calls them basically rebels, murdim. So if they are rebels, hareze einza poshut lahalocha, that's not so obviously halachically If you can combine moirdim, those who rebel against Hashem, it's different from not observing, but to rebel, if you can combine them to a minyan of 10 that you need for a dovar shebikidusha. And certainly in a case like when all of them, umagam kshekola hasorehem moirdim, and how much more if it's a situation where they're all like by the spies. So if you should have 10 minyan people that are rebels, it's questionable really if you can use them for a minyan. So besides that, the Rebbe says we use the Eda in places where we have to have tzaddikim. Hine alimud memeraglim, the Eda havi asora. This lesson that we learn from the Meraglim that an Eda is 10 is also applied to the case Negeya gam lidin Eda de Sanhedrin. This is also Negeya to the law as an Eda of Sanhedrin. The Torah says when it comes to judgment, so the Torah says Vishoftu Vitzilo Eda, that the Eda, that means the court, shall judge and they shall try to find ways to save the person if they're able to. That's what we call them, an Eda. So that means that there is 10. Shehi Asora, that it's 10. Where do we know that that court is made up of 10? From the Pasuk Eda. So here it's obvious, it's not a Rasha. So how do we learn a Sanhedrin? Even if you're going to argue a minyan, we could learn from the Rishoyim, but Sanhedrin can't have Rishoyim. How do we learn a Sanhedrin from Rishoyim? And therefore the Rebbe says, this is actually hinting to us, it's one Torah, the inner Torah and the nigla of the Torah. Here you have a hint that the Meraglim weren't only as it seems in the literal and superficial level that they were totally moirdim, but the interpretation of Chassidus that they had reason why they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, which were noble actually. We can say these are one of the hints in the revealed part of Torah, to that which is articulated, explained in the inner part of Torah. The Meraglim were actually on a high step, an elevated level. To say, not only this, that their intention wasn't literally to rebel, but the way Chassidus explains it, on the contrary, they weren't rebels. They were on a very high level. The Rebbe will explain it later on at length, the level of the Meraglim. So this, the fact that we learn it from them, from the Meraglim, shows that the Meraglim, there's a hint in the Pashto Pshat to the interpretation of Chassidus that the Meraglim were on a high level. And that's why we learn the court Eda, we learn that it needs to from the Meraglim. The Minyan we learn from the Meraglim. And the Rebbe adds that this is one of the places that show to us that the Torah, the revealed part and the inner part of Torah, are really one Torah. It's not like there's two separate Torahs. There's the inner, and the, but this is the inner of the outer. It's really one part of Torah. So there is a connection, even when we learn in one section of Torah, in the revealed, it looks like they were rebels. And then we learn in the inner part of Torah that they were in a high level. There's a connection, and the connection comes, this is one of the places, comes through this hint. Kumoish and Nizbair become a Mekoimis, as explained in many places. Shanigla de Torah upnimis ha Torah him Torah achas. The revealed part of Torah, the inner part of Torah, is one Torah. Velochein, and because it's one Torah. Av shekol chelik yesh le gedorim uklolim mishaloi. Even though each section of Torah has its own rules, it has its own definitions, and you have to learn each section with its own guidelines. Even in the Nigla, we know we can't learn a halacha from the expounding agoda of Torah. We can't learn because halacha is halacha and agoda is agoda. These are two different parts within Torah. So, notwithstanding that there are two parts, mikol mokoyim, but nevertheless, mikivon shebe'etzem hadehi Torah achas. In essence, this is really one Torah. Move on, it's understood sheyesh b'neihem shaychus, that there is a connection among them. There is a kesher, there is some not va'ad li'icho, there's a unity, there's a union over there. Va'ad, to such an extent are they combined, that they unite, shem gufo neshoma zelozeh, they become like a body and a soul to each other, k'di'iso b'zoyer as the zoyer says, that's called nishmoso, the soul of Torah, and a soul and a body, they fuse in a tremendous yichud, a tremendous union. And therefore, also those matters in the inner part of Torah, shelifum riyato, when you go quickly, you're just on the surface, einam mas'imim im apshat v'alocha, they don't fit with the simple meaning and the halocha, they still have a basis and they have a source in the revealed part of Torah, whether in a hint or clearly. So there is always some sort of a reference in the other part, section of Torah, one Torah, to the other part. So there is a remez in the nigla for the pnimis de ketaych. So same thing is true in our case. Even though that according to the simple meaning of the verse, v'nigla the Torah b'chlal, and generally the revealed part of Torah, it's not just the posik pshuta shel mikra, the way we understand it in as we learn the revealed part of Torah, chotu hameraglim b'chet chomor, the meraglim sin, a very serious sin. And because of the sin that they committed, then shohem atzman, they themselves were punished. And al yodam, and through them, kol din hamidbar, the entire generation of the midbar chulu. Bekol mokayim, still tzorich loymar, we still need to say shagam benigla de toira yesh remez al koponim, that also in the revealed part of Torah, there is at least a hint. Almailas hameraglim hamuva eres bepnimis haTorah, on the advantage of the meraglim, which is explained in pnimis haTorah, so there is some sort of hint to that. And this is the hint, as the Rebbe will explain, the fact that we're learning a minyan, a Sanhedrin, an Eda from them, is a hint that there was something very positive, as the Rebbe will continue to explain further on in great detail. In Oiz Beis, the Rebbe is going to explain to us what is taka, this great level of the meraglim that Chassidus talks about. So the Rebbe brought out that in the Pshat they did a terrible sin, and in the inner, and Chassidus explained they were a great level. And the Rebbe says that there is a hint. So now the Rebbe is going to tell us about what it says in the in Chassidus. Base, b'toyres haChassidus pnimis haTorah mevur, in the teaching of Chassidus, which is the pnimis haTorah, it's explained. The zeh sheleirotzu hamaraglim lekonos l'eretz Yisrael. This that the meraglim did not want to enter into Eretz Yisrael. It was because of their great level. they were great servants of Hashem. Leirotzu leikonus le'eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Mishum shemeyanu lehashpil es atzmom. They refused to lower themselves. They didn't want to go in and lower themselves. B'seder hachayim. In the order of life, shel shei shonim tizra sodecha, 6 years you shall sow your field. In the desert, they were provided with all their needs. If they go into Eretz Yisrael, as the verse says, 6 years you got to sow your field. You got to work, you got to plow, you got to prepare. It's a lifestyle of work involvement. Lis'asig binyonim gashmim v'chumrim. You must occupy yourself with physical and materialistic matters. And this is similar, but derech maimer Rashbi, there's a saying by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He says, "Efshar, is it then possible? Adam chodesh, a man will plow v'zodeya, and he'll sow, meaning he'll be occupied with working his field with all the physical activities. Torah matheila, what's going to happen with the Torah?" So Rashbi says that. So they had this in their mind, the spies. We don't want to go into a normal way of life in which we have to occupy ourselves in the physical, materialistic matters. So therefore, their entire desire and yearning was as a follow-up to Matan Torah. What did they want? They want to remain in a secluded way in the desert, not involved with any of the other matters. This is what they wanted. To be detached from life in a settlement. Without any preoccupation and distractions of livelihood. Because they lived the life in the desert without having to worry about anything. Ki Hashem sipek tzorkeihem b'midbar al-yedei hamon. Hashem provided their needs in the midbar, first through the mon, the manna, which is lechem in hashamayim, the bread from the heavens. V'hamayim they got mi be'eiro shel Miriam, from the well of Miriam. V'aydei anane hakoved, and then also through the clouds of glory, shel livu oisom, they escorted them. And these clouds, they killed the snakes and the scorpion. And they pressed their garments. They had everything done. They didn't have to do anything. This is the true path to learn Torah and to be connected to Hashem without distractions. As our sages of blessed memory expressed this by saying, the Torah wasn't given to expound lidrosh. They were eating the mon, meaning with the one who can really understand Torah, the one who can expound Torah, is those who eat the mon. There are no distraction; they can devote themselves. So, what's then the problem? So, what did the Meraglim do? Well, they made a mistake. This is not the ultimate goal of a person's to be in a desert. A person has to leave. Elo, the Rebbe says in the brackets, Shatov bazeh, what they made a mistake is, ki yesh mailo gedoylo yoyser ba'avoido, shebeseder achayim beretz Yisrael. There is a great advantage more, a greater advantage, in the service, in the order of life, the way it's in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yuma mitzvahs at Luis Boretz, to fulfill the mitzvahs which are hinged on the land. Mitzvahs you can't do in the desert. The mitzvahs that apply to the sowing, to the plowing, to the field, everything that's in Eretz Yisrael. Umitzvahs ma'asiyos b'chlal. And generally, the mitzvahs in action. That is greater. Afilu legabi ma'ilos hadvekes v'chulu shebemidbar. Even relative to the advantage and cleaving to Hashem in the midbar, that is not the ultimate, is to go into Eretz Yisrael. So that was a mistake. But their yearning wasn't bad. So based on that, we can now understand how we learn a minyan from them. So based on this, we can say, that in the above mentioned subject, that it's specifically from where do we have the halacha? We learn that an Eidah is 10 Yidden. We learn it specifically from the Meraglim that this is an Eidah Kedosha. Merumas, there is a hint here. Shechetom shel Meraglim lo hoye b'muvanei haposhut, that the sin of the Meraglim wasn't in the very simple understand. Elo shetou, they made a mistake. B'choshvam, they thought shaderech hanal shebocheru bo, that the way, above a way that we want to stay in the Midbar, he haderech ha'ikris b'avodas Hashem, that is the main path in the avodas Hashem. That's a mistake. But the Torah specifically learns from them to tell you they weren't really very simply reshoyim, but they had good intentions. But they made a mistake. This is not the goal. Hello. So why were they punished so severely? Shemitzad goydel ma'losom v'dargosom v'vidis Hashem. Because they were on such a great level of Hashem, they should have known better. V'oid, and further, v'yashlem yishtel v'ikeh, this is the main thing, is it's not so much what they themselves thought. Hishtadlusom la'ashpia al b'nei Yisrael b'zeh. The fact that they put in an effort to influence the Yidden in this, this is a very big and a very serious sin. So the Rebbe explains, here we see how the idea explained in Chassidus that the Meraglim didn't want to be troubled with the worldly matters to distract them from their service of Hashem was actually what motivated them to not go into Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they weren't so bad, essentially. The problem was that they made a mistake. And mostly, as the Rebbe says, the mistake was to try to convince other people in the city that that was wrong. And that's why it's a very big and serious sin. But still, we can learn out that Eidah Kedoshah from them, because at the end of the day, they were also an Eidah Kedoshah. And the Rebbe continues even more to learn this from the actual thing that they stayed in the desert for 40 years, and meaning that they had that which they desired to be living that life of not involvement. The Eibishter helped them that they lived that, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. Ois Gimel, V'yeser al ken yesh leimer. And the Rebbe says there's even more that we can say over here. The ze she'shoyresh hanhoges ha'meraglim hu dover shebigdusha. This that we're saying, that the root of what the meraglim conducted themselves is a matter of kedusha, the holiness. Nirmas v'nilmat gam mizeh, that's also hinted, we can also learn it from the fact that the people of the Deir HaMidbar, they remained in the Midbar for 40 years. And the Taka didn't live a life of pain and troubles. They actually accomplished for 40 years, they stayed in the desert. There was no troubles. They, on the contrary, they had life. Relax. Shekol memshono hoyolem hamon lemozin. The entire 40 years, they had the man that fed them. Umayim ibeira shel Miriam, and the water from the well of Miriam v'chulu. Vanane hakoved, and the glories, the clouds of glory. Higinu ba'adam protect v'chulu kenal, as we said before, that everything provided for them. Their food, their drink, and the glories of COVID that protected them. So what happened? They actually ended up having 40 years of this good life that they sought, that they were asking for. But it would seem, this was the argument. This was the wish of the Meragnum, V'der HaMidbar, and the generation they wanted to stay in the Midbar and not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So if that is what they wanted, and this is where they made a mistake, and that was bad, that was wrong from them to want that, so how did they get what they asked for? So how is it fitting that their request has been fulfilled? And they remained in the Midbar in peace. And the cloud of Hashem was over them by day and night, etc. So they got everything they wanted. How does that fit if it was such a terrible thing? It's not only that it doesn't seem to fit that they were asking for this and that was wrong and then they got it, but when we know, how do you correct a sin? The punishment corrects a sin, but here it seems like they got what they wanted. Based on what it's known, that the punishment that the Torah gives, it's not just to get back or revenge of the person, but in Yonam Lesakin Pagamish Alachet, the idea of a punishment is to correct and fix the blemish of the sin. Until the condition will be opposite from the sin that they did. So Yipol B'Yosar, so this is very surprising. That in our case, they did not negate what they wanted. They didn't fix it. And negated their sin. They sin was they didn't want to go to the land. They didn't negate that. But the conduct with them was as they wanted. That their entire generation remained. Called Shneisov all their years by Midbar. In the Midbar, how this is surprising. Even if you're going to find to say, you're going to argue that because they sinned, they weren't fit to go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but they didn't have to get the convenience. They could have ended up somewhere else. The Mekivon Shema Suberes Yisrael, Lachain Lezochul Ikonas Eloh, because they have rejected Eretz Yisrael, they did not merit to enter it. Okay, so they can't go to Eretz Yisrael, become okay. Maya's brother, what's the explanation? Sha'oinish Yia, the punishment is going to be Lishoir B'Midbar B'Chai Menucha, to remain in the Midbar in life of peace. B'toy Chanane HaKovet, inside the clouds of glory, together with Moshe Aaron as their leader on the top. How is that a punishment for their sin for not wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael? However, the way we explained it, the way above explanation according to the part of Torah, so we can say, what's the reason? That this spiritual elevation that is in the desert, which was their intention, ain't that's not a mistake. But through this it came and it branched out to an action, something which is a mistake. Wanting to be in the desert itself is not a mistake. Kleimer, to say. Hayeshiva b'midbar b'tei chanane ha'kovet v'chuluk shel atzma yesh b'kedusha. Sitting in the midbar amongst the clouds of glory on its own, there is taka kedusha, the holiness there. Elo shem choshu shazui tachlis ha'kav soifis. They thought this is the end goal. Afshe ma'ila zuhi, even though this greatness, he tzorichli is hachonel kedlis l'Eretz Yisrael. That should be as a preparation. You have to go to Eretz Yisrael. You prepare yourself by being in the desert. In order to reach the elevated step, the level to go into Eretz Yisrael, it is necessary, and they have to delay in the midbar 40 years. But that is a preparation for the ultimate goal. And they didn't want to go to the next step, which was the ultimate goal. But this, you see, that the idea itself of being there wasn't something which was bad. They added l'shem shamayim. It's not a mistake. It's a mistake that this is the end result, but it's a good point, and therefore the Rebbe says we can see even the fact that they stayed in the desert, that it wasn't really bad, as the Rebbe pointed out lechatchila, that going the, that's why we learned the Gedosha, we learn it from the Meraglim, because there's some positivity there, and that's why they wanted to stay. The Rebbe says we see this also from the fact that their punishment was that they ended up staying in the desert. It means that they didn't really do a major sin for staying in the desert or wanting to stay in the desert, the advantage of the desert, but they shouldn't have been there as the end goal. They should have known it's only a preparation for the next step, and they wanted that to be the next step. And that's why it's not so surprising that they ended up getting this, what they asked for. The Rebbe is going to explain now a whole big arichas in the Rambam, the different halachas in the Rambam, how one needs to serve Hashem, that not for any purpose or for any goal, as the Rebbe will articulate in great detail, beautifully explain to us the various different halachas in the Rambam and the various different approaches how a person is to serve Hashem. Dalit. So the Rebbe says, "V'yesh lahagdim birur b'divra Rambam b'ilchus tshuva." We deduce this by sorting out the words of the Rambam b'ilchus tshuva. Sha'al piv, based on this figuring out and sorting out the words of the Rambam, based on that, efshel lahasbir biur zeh, we are able to explain this explanation in the halachic style. We can say this explanation of the meraglim, of the wanting to be in Eretz Yisrael, and how this is not the end goal, in the words of halacha in the Rambam, as the Rebbe will explain. So the Rebbe starts like this: Beperik Yud Milchus Tshuva Kosev Rambam, in the 10th chapter of the Laws of Tshuva, writes the Rambam, Al Yoimar Odom Hareini Oisem Mitzvus HaToyre Veisek B'Chochmoso. A person shouldn't say, I will be doing the mitzvahs that the Torah tells me, and I will be occupying in the wisdom of the Torah, Kedesha Kabel Kol HaBrochus HaKsubizba, so that I should receive all the blessings that are written in the Torah. So I'm going to learn, do the mitzvahs to get the blessings. Oy, or Kedesha Eskel Chaye HaOlam Habo, either the brachas presently in this world, or at least, or also in order to merit the life of the world to come. So that's why he's going to do mitzvahs. And the same thing is ve'efresh min ha'avedis. I will separate and won't do avedis. Shezira Torah mehem, that the Torah has warned not to do them. Kidei she'anotzel min ha'klolos ha'ksubos ba'Torah, so that I will be protected, saved from those curses that are written in the Torah. So he doesn't want them. We're not going to do anything wrong, so I don't get the curses. Oy, Kidei sheloi akoris mechaya ha'ilom habo, or so I'm not cut off from the life of the world to come. I don't want to be cut off, so I'm not going to do things wrong. Rambam says, Ein roi lavid es Hashem al haderech hazeh. It's not fitting to serve Hashem along this path. Not to get punishment, to get the rewards, to get olam haba, to not to get cut off. That's not the fitting way. Sha'oived al derech zeh hu oived meira. Doing this style, on this path, serving Hashem, is called serving out of fear. Ve'eino malas ha'nevim. This is not the advantage, the greatness of the prophets, v'loy milas hachachomim, and not the advantage of the wise, ve'ein oivdim havaya al derech zeh. The only ones that serve Hashem along this path, ela ame ha'oretz, just the lay people, people of the land, v'anoshim and the women, v'aktanim and the children, shemechanchin oison la'avid meira. We educate them to serve out of fear. Until they will, mind will develop, increase, and then they'll service out of law. They'll service out of law. This is in Perek Yud. The Perek before and the Perek tests, Perek Shalifniza Kosam, in the previous Pesach, seems that he reads something which contradicts this. What does he write before it? Umipnei ze nisavu kol Yisroel, says, and because of this, all of Yidden, so that we have, our minds are free, we're not occupied, that's why all Yidden, Nivieihem, their prophets, v'chachameim, and their wise men, limoisa Mashiach, why did they want the days of Mashiach? Kidei sheyonuchu mimam lechiyos. So in order they should be left alone and relax from the governments, she'einu manichas lem lasik b'toyrim mitzvahs kahogin, who don't allow for them to occupy and turn the mitzvahs properly. V'yimtzu lohem margoya, and they shall find relaxation. V'yarbu b'chochma, and they could increase the chochma. And he concludes in the previous verse, "Kidei sheyisku lechayei ha'olam haba," so that they should merit chayei ha'olam haba. So they wanted to have the ability to continue learning Torah and mitzvahs properly without being interfered by the government and increase the chokmah, so that they merit chayei ha'olam haba. Chomim and Nevim, the Rambam writes it. So they are, and they want it so that they can merit ha'olam haba. So how does the Rambam write in the next perek that we shouldn't serve for Chai Olam Haba? But L'chayre Tzorich Biur. So L'chayre, this requires explanation. Eich Efshar Leymar B'Perek Yud. How could the Rambam possibly say in Perek Yud? She'ein ro'yu lavides Hashem ala derech hazeh. That it's not fitting to serve Hashem along this path, to get chayel mabo, vein emailus hanaviyim v'le emailus hachomim. So this is not the greatness, the advantage of the prophets and the advantage of the chachomim. But elifnas akoyser befedish. But he just writes beforehand clearly, shazu derech hanaviyim v'chachomim. This is the path of the neviim and the chachomim. So lachein nisavu kol yisrael neviim chachomim limesa mashiach. He writes it clearly. That's why all Yidden, including the Nevi'im, the Chachamim, to Yimayis HaMashiach. Harei shezu kein Mailas HaNevi'im v'Chachamim. So that this is the Nevi'im v'Chachamim. Kidei sheyizku l'chai el mabo. So, why does he say in Perek Yud that it's not for chai el mabo, that's not the way of the Chachamim and the Nevi'im? Seems to be a very clear contradiction over here. So the Rebbe said, "B'pashtus yeshleimar shnei in yonimay." Shebeis in yonimay. Pashtus, you can say these are two separate matters. B'pedik tes loykoyi ba'ifun kiyum atoyin mitzvahs. In Perek Tes, he's not discussing how you should do mitzvahs, how you should observe mitzvahs. Ki im bebiur toichen vuhus schar hamitzvahs shebecha yeholam abo. He only explains what is the content, what is the idea, what is this reward of the mitzvah chayim abo. He's not talking you should do mitzvahs because of that. He's just telling you what is this olam habo, the schar. Shem soif kol haschar kuloi, which the Rambam writes, this is the end of all the reward. V'atoy v'achroina, she'en lehesek v'giroin, this is the very last good, there's no interruption, there's nothing lacking, it's always. And then he says, v'lochein yisavu lo kol ha'nevim, and that's why all the Nevim desired it, because this is the end goodness. V'kama David v'yisavu l'chayil mabo, how much did David yearn, kama, and he desired chayil mabo, u'mitamze, and for that reason, all the Nevi'im Chachamim also wanted this because this is the ultimate good. L'matzav zeba olam, too, that this should be the condition of the world, because that will be the ultimate good. That is li mois haMashiach. Ki davke al yidei ze, because davke to that yuchlu la'asek b'teira mitzvahs koigin, they'll be able to do mitzvahs in Torah, learn Torah and do the mitzvahs properly. V'ziyusku l'chayil mabo, and they'll have the world, the life of the world to come. That's not why they're going to do the mitzvahs to get the Olam Haba. But in Olam Haba, they're going to be able to do mitzvahs. And that's the end of the goodness. It's not their goal for doing the mitzvahs like he's talking about in Perik Yud. Perik Tes, he's talking about what Olam Haba is. That's the ultimate, and everybody wants that type. That's in Perik Tes. Mashenkin be Perik Yud. Bevayra Rambam ha'oifu narotsu bikim ha'mit Torah mitzvahs. In Perik Yud, he's talking about what is the desirable way how to observe Torah mitzvahs. Shakavonas, esek ha-Torah mitzvahs. That the intention, when you occupy yourself in Torah mitzvahs, loy tiyeh b'shvil liskes l'chai olam haba, olam haba. It shouldn't be doing mitzvahs to merit olam haba, but out of love. Because you love Hashem. So it's not a conflict because we're talking about two separate things. Here we're talking about why we do mitzvahs not for olam haba. Over there we're talking about we yearn for olam haba, we yearn for that because that's the ultimate good and that's when we're really going to be able to do mitzvahs. V'nimtzo, d'av she'tzorich liyus ha'tayba l'chay olam haba. So it turns out, even though there needs to be the yearning for chay olam haba, ein zeh matoras ki matoru mitzvahs, but that's not the goal. Why we do Torah mitzvahs? I want that, but that's not the goal. Elim if an asm is separate. But the Rebbe says, this distinction is a little bit squeezing it. Ki mehaloshin v'yimtzu l'hamargoya v'yarbu b'chokhma. They wanted that there should be peace and though they should find relaxation and they can learn chokhma. The Rambam used loshin kidei sheyizku l'chayo olam haba, so that in order they should merit the life of the world to come. So mashma, from this it appears, the soif soif machshavto v'kavanosum, that in the end of the day, their thought and their intention, af sheloi b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvahs, even that may not be in the time of doing mitzvahs. Okay, but in the end, what do they want? Yishayisek ha-Torah mitzvahs hu kidei liskes chayim habo. Yes, that the learning of Torah mitzvahs is to reach chayim habo. Seems in the Pashtus Haloshon, it's not just something that they yearned, not for the mitzvahs, but they just yearned it separately. It seems like that is why the learning is so that they merit chayim habo. So the Rebbe wants to know if it's Rambam writes in Perek Yud that that's not the way to learn for chayim habo. How does he write in Perek Tes that this is for chayim habo? In Ois Hei, the Rebbe brings another seemingly contradiction in the Rambam, in Ois Hei, in Ois Yud himself, in Perek Yud. From the beginning, in Halacha Aleph, and then what he says further on.
Hey, Mahalan be perikyud mamshicha Rambam. The Rambam continues perikyud ba halacha b'fnei atzmo in non halacha. So he writes like this: Ha'oived ma'ava, one who serves Hashem out of love. Oisek b'toyro b'mitzvus. So his occupation in toyro mitzvus v'hoylech b'nisivus. Hachokma, and he goes in the passageway of wisdom, loy mipnei dover ba'olam, not for any reason in the world, v'loy mipnei yiras hara, not because of fear of anything bad will happen, v'loy kidei leirash hatoiva, and not in order to inherit to get the good, ela oise ha'emes mipnei show emes. He does the truth because this is true, not for any other reason. He's mekayim and he does the mitzvahs, learns Torah because this is the truth, not to gain anything. That is called Oved Ma'avo. U'mayla zu himayla gedoyla me'oid. This advantage is a very great advantage. Ve'en kol chocham zoichelo. Not every chocham merits to reach the level to Oved Ma'avo. This was the advantage of Avram, our father. The Shem calls him the one who he loves. He loved Hashem, and his service for Hashem was out of love. That was Avram's mile. So this seems to also contradict what we just learned before in the beginning of Perikyot. Here too he seems to contradict himself, the Rambam. In the first halacha he writes, over there he says that's the passageway of the Amoritz, the women and the minors. They serve Hashem out of Yira. And that's not the Milo, the Nevi'im, and the Chachom. Hainu, that means, Sha'avidosum, Malosum, Mashal Chachom, Va Nevi'im, Yavidam Ava. That means they don't serve as the Noshim Ketanim that serve Me'ira, but they serve Me'ava. Ubalocha Beis Kosav, and then Alocha Beis, he writes, Alavidam Ava, the Milo Zui, Milo Gedol Me'id. He said, this level of Ava is so great. And not every Chacham merits it, so not everybody can serve Ma'ava. But he just said that only the Anoshim Uketanim that serve Hashem Meira, but every Chacham and the Nevi'im serve Ma'ava. So you see that it says not every Chacham, not all of them. So how do you write Nalocha Aleph that only Anoshim Uketanim? Here it seems to say that even not all the Chachomim reach it. This was Avraham Avinu's special level. The Yisraelim is more than this. Ba'alocha Aleph Mesayim. In the first Aloha, the Rambam concludes, the Gamei Ama'oriz V'chulu Sho'ev de Meira. Even the Ama'oriz whose service is Meira, Mechanchin Oison Lavid Meira, we educate them to serve out of fear. However, until their mind will increase, and then they will start serving Ma'ava. So that means that even the Noshim and the Ketanim, the Amoritz, who serve Meira, also will reach the level of Ava. That means the Avoid of Ava has a connection to each one. Ubalocha Beis Mefurish, the Maila of this is not even such a great mile that he's not even chokham is zeichet to it. How does he write that the Noshim Uketanim will eventually get to that also? We just start him off with Avodah Meira, but eventually they go to Avodah Ma'avo. So in the beginning, the Rambam writes that everybody, the chokham Nevi'im, work Ma'avo. And then he says, no. This is only some, the select, this was Avraham Avinu. And in Halacha Aleph, he says that Noshim Uketanim, eventually they should get to Alva Avid Ma'av. And here he says that no, that even not every Lach Kol Chochem Zechelo. So what's really happening over here? So the Rebbe in Ois Vav is going to make a distinction first between what's going on in Halacha Tes and Halacha Yud. So therefore the Rebbe says, it seems fitting to say, it appears that this is what he's saying. When the Rambam writes in Perik Test, that you occupy in Torah mitzvahs in order to reach the life of Olam Haba, is not talking about the reward of Olam Haba. Ein pirushe kedei lekabel haschar de Olam Haba. It doesn't mean to come to Olam Haba to get the schar, the reward, the payment that Olam Haba provides. Elo kedei lahagia lehemshech eisek ha-Torah mitzvahs ba'ois v'nshu ba'olam haba. But in order to reach, to continue the occupation of Torah mitzvahs in the way that it's in Olam Haba, to reach, to do mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs as it's in Olam Haba. Biur HaDavar. What does it mean? Ba'avas Hashem, Mamshich HaRambam, when we talk about loving Hashem, the Rambam continues, V'keitzad hi ha'ava ha'royu, ha'ru'uya. What is the fitting love, as the Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel in Perikyud? Hu she'yo'ev es Hashem ha'ava g'doylo yiseira aza me'oid. It's to love Hashem, a great love, additional, powerful, very powerful love. To the extent that his soul gets tied to the love of Hashem. Benimtzo, he's so entrenched in this love to Hashem, it turns out he's always in it. He's always in the continuously in that love of Hashem. And then the Rambam writes B'Seif HaPerik in the end of the chapter Yud. Dovr Yudu Obor. This is known and it's very clear. She'ein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niksheres B'Libo Shel Odom Ad She'yishge Bo Tamid. That the love of Hashem cannot really be tied in the heart of a human until he will constantly be involved in it. Constantly learn it, constantly experience that love. It needs to be a continuous love. Chulu. Einei oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela b'das she'idohu. Chulu. Cannot love Hashem but by knowing Hashem, continuously learning, shoyge batom, always learning about Hashem, the fikoch. And therefore, says the Rambam, in the end of Perek Yud, tzorich ha'odom liyachid atzmoy, a person has to get himself together, lahavinu lahaskil, to understand and to beget the wise bechokhmes utvunes, in the wisdom and the understanding amadim lois koinechulu, which tell him about Hashem. He has to learn about Hashem, because in order to love Hashem, you have to always know Hashem. You have to always learn in Hashem. Yishge ba tamid, and that's the way to get to love Hashem. Hainu. So what does this mean? The geder ha'ava l'Hashem hu mashenafshei v'day tekshuda b'Hashem. That his soul, his mind is tied to Hashem. That is the love of Hashem. The shleimus inyan zeh, the completeness, the wholesomeness of this being tied to Hashem hu b'olam haba, that's in the world to come. Okumesha kosuv harambam. Beperikhes, Rambam writes in Perikhes, Al Dvar Oilam Abo, the Tzadikim Yoshvim, Vatreseim, Berosheim, Benenim, Zivashkina. He says they sit, they have the crowns on their head in Oilam Abo, and they're enjoying the ray of the Shekhina. Pirush, Upirush, and he explains, The Rambam explains, "Atar Hashem B'Rashem Kolaymar." What does it mean? The crowns is on their head. That is Das Sheyedu. That's the knowledge that they know. That's the crown on their head, is the knowledge they know. Shebiglolo Zochu L'Chayu Imo Boil Mabo. That because of that knowledge, they merited the life, the world, the life, the world of the life of the world to come, the life of the world to come. Mitzui Imo. That is with them. Bihi Atori. That's the crown. And they enjoy the ray of the divine. She yodu masigim mamitus hakadosh baruch hu, from the truth of Hashem. Masheinim yodu vehem beguf ofel vashofel. They can't know that when we are in the body, dark and low body, we don't know Hashem really. But when we're in Olam Haba, they're sitting with the crowns over there. They can really connect to Hashem, because that's the knowledge and the grasp that they can have in Olam Haba in Hashem. And because of that, because of this great level that they reach in the connection to Hashem. So the Rambam writes, "Shezohu haschar sheitzchar lemaylo mimenu, v'atoyva shenachre atoyva." This is a reward that there is no greater reward than this. This is the good. There is no good after this. This is the ultimate good. Is that connection, the knowledge that you have in Olam Haba. Uviyachad im zeh, and while you're enjoying it, also together with this, in lemenucha. They don't have relaxation. So on one hand, we're saying yoshvim, they sit. But together with that, we're also saying they don't have any relaxation. There's no rest. Heper di yoshvim venenim. Opposite of sitting and enjoying. Because they keep on learning more. Hainu shechaya olam haba. What does this all mean? That the life of the world will come. Einon rak schar. Al Eisek HaToyda Mitzvahs. This is not just a payment, a reward for the Toyda Mitzvahs. Al HaHemshech V'Aliyah. It's a continuation, it's an elevation. V'Yizkarvus Tmidis. And a continuous getting closer. L'Shleimus HaDvekus B'Havayish Al Dei HaToyda Mitzvahs. To the complete cleaving to Hashem that comes through Toyda Mitzvahs. We continue that cleaving when we come into Olam Haba, in which we don't have the interference of the body. We can know Hashem more. We continue to connect to Hashem. So based on this, we understand the difference. What the Rambam is beginning of Perek Yud. Al Yomar Odom Hareini Oise Mitzvahs HaToyda V'Oisek B'Chochmoso. I'm going to do mitzvahs of the Torah, and I'm going to learn the wisdom. Learn Torah. Kidei she'akabel kol habrochas haksubes boy, to get all the brachas that the Torah writes about those who learn Torah. Oy kidei she'eske l'chayim habo, or I should read chayim habo. That seems to looking for the reward of a benefit from his learning, to get some benefit out of it. But that's different, l'mashakosu b'perik tes, to what he writes in Perik tes, the zesh nisavu kol nisrol nivyeim v'chachameim l'imeis ha-mashiachu, that this, that all the Yidden and the sages, the prophets and the sages, wanted Mashiach, is kidei sheyenucha mimam l'choye, so that they should be relaxed from the governments that don't allow them to occupy Torah mitzvahs properly, and they will find relaxation, they'll increase chokhmah over here to merit olam haba, to get even closer to Hashem. Merit, not the reward, the payments, the goodness. This is to merit Olam Haba, to really get close to Hashem, even closer. Mashakosu nisavu kol Yisrael nivyeim chachamein lemeis ha-mashiach, kidei sheyenuchem malchus chulu. This that he writes, that they desired,
all the Yidden Neveim Chavon to Meisim Mashiach, so they should be relaxing from their governments, and they'll increase wisdom in order to make a Chayil Mabo. It doesn't mean to say that this goal, in order to reach Chayil Mabo, is a goal. Now you want a prize, you want a reward, getting paid. That's not what he's talking about. Not to go to Chayil Mabo to get paid, but to continue that closeness. That is to merit the ultimate goal and the wholesomeness of the Abba Vadvekus Ba'Hashem Shebed Abba Lifnes, that he's talking beforehand. Because before he's talking about Lishgois Ba'Tomid, you have to continuously study in the love of Hashem and Yidiyas Hashem. This is going to come by the increasing and adding continuously in the wisdom in the days of Mashiach. They'll get closer. That's the goal, to get closer to Hashem, not to get a payment for that mitzvah. But in Pedicute, over there, the Rambam negates doing the mitzvah of the Torah bekavone, with the intention, over there he's talking not to merit, to merit the life of the world to come as a payment for a service. Shalochein kololoi harambam Ben Shar Tayelus Ushar Davidosi. That's why the Rambam includes Olam Haba amongst other benefits that he might want, any benefit or reward for his service. Kadesha Kabo Kola Brochsa Ksubisbo, to receive the brachas, and he adds, and to get Olam Haba. Kadesha Anotzel, or to be saved from the klolos. And amongst them, he wants Olam Haba. So Olam Haba over there, he's talking about as a reward. Since his intention is not to elevate so that he serves the Eberster on a higher level, but to receive reward, that's why we say Al Yoimar Odom. You shouldn't say that. That's not appropriate. So in Perek Tess, he's talking about earning Olam Haba, but earning Olam Haba not as a payment, but as an ultimate goal of the closeness that he started off with. Why we're doing mitzvahs out of love, to continuously learn about Hashem. Ultimately, we can really learn it when we're in Olam Haba, when we don't have to deal with the physical, but and that will come to the, but in Perek Yud, Rambam is saying, but don't learn for ulterior motives, and that's the goodness that will come, the benefits, not for benefits. Elosha Bezeg Gufo, but in here itself, Yeshnam Shnei Yefanim. There's two ways. There is to get the benefit. That's one goal. That's Ava. Or there's a level of Yira, or not to get cut off. Serving Hashem within the ulterior motive. Shabzagufa Yeshnam Shnei Yefanim. But Mashikos Bereish Perikyud, when he writes in the beginning of Perikyud, Al Yemer Odom Chulu, in order to get the brachas, or that I should merit Olam Haba ve'efrish min ha'avedus kidei she'notzel min ha'klolus, or kidei she'lekoros b'chai Olam Haba. The positive and the negative, kavonas ha'rambam lishlel ha'avedah me'yira. The Rambam wants to negate service of Yira. Kloimar, shekabonas ha'odom ha'eved nivipnei Sheyor lechal nafshe. He's worried about the life of his soul. Velochin oved avaye, and that's why he's serving Hashem. Kedei sheyir lechayim menucha be'olam hazeh. So that he should have life of peace in this world, the notzim min haklolus. Oy b'mishen oigim lechayim nafshe. Or either his body should be okay, be able to do the mitzvahs, or the mission egim l'chayin nafshi, who is important, his soul is kidei shetisken nafshi l'chayim nitzchim de'olam habo v'lo yikoris mechay olam habo, so that he should merit the world to come and not be cut off. So the Rambam physically, not to serve out of fear, because the person is worried, his fear is the life of his soul. So, in order to have the life of his soul, so he needs to have the opportunity. So he needs to have things well. He can't have klolus. Or, if it's important, your nefesh, then you want to have eternal life and not to be cut off chayim habo. Ulahalom ba'alocha dalet. But later on, in alocha dalet, kosav Rambam, Amru chacham rishon neshem ha'toymer hareini lama toira b'shvil she'eya osher. That's talking about a very physical thing. I want to be rich. B'shvil shakabel schar ba'olam haba. I want to get paid. Reward them haba. Tavod leim el avo, that it has to be out of love. Hainu. Shakavona shaloi lekabel schar. What's his intention of getting reward? Loi mishum shiur lechale nafshi. It's not because he's afraid for his soul. But he wants to get a payment for his service. Tashlum gashmi. He wants physical payment. She'eya osher, which would be rich. Or tashlum ruchni, or especially kabel schar b'olam haba. Shezuhi darge p'chusa yoser b'ayiv davay shle d'shma. It's a loss, a lower level. One is more spiritual, and the other one is more as a reward, a physical, wants wealth, or either physical wealth or spiritual wealth. But it's all payment for what he did. That's these two levels. So the first level is serving Avir. He's afraid. Both. Afraid for his soul. He wants to make sure that his soul will have eternal life. He cares about his soul, so he wants to have a life of relaxation in this world so that he can serve Hashem. Or he wants his soul to be in Olam Haba. He cares about his soul. The second part, Nalocha Dalet, over there, it's not in the year of Doris, over there is to just get reward. Also, either physical reward in this world or a spiritual reward. And this is a lower level. Getting reward is a lower level than somebody who is afraid for himself. But these two levels are something totally different than in Perek Tes, in which the Rambam speaks of wanting to merit Olam Haba to continue the connection of Ava, of love of Hashem. Not Yira, but to continue love, and love of Hashem is achieved through the knowledge of Hashem. And that's why there was a continuation. And therefore, that's something which
a person, always all the Nevi'im, all the Chachamim, everybody wants that. As the Rebbe continues to explain now, Zayin, Amar Ma'afal Pi, Shezeh Shachachamim V'Nevi'im Nis'avu Liskes L'chayel U'mabo, Hu Hemshech V'Aliyah Yosef Avedos Ma'avu. So even though what we're saying in Perek Tes, that the Chachamim and Nevi'im want to Olam Habo, is a continuation and an aliyah in their avoda ma'avo, to continuously shoygeh bo tomid, to constantly learn, involved in the knowledge of Hashem. Yeshno madrega nailis yoseh ba'avoda ma'avo. There's even a higher level step in avo. She'en kol chocham zoicha lo ze'alo. That's not everybody is merits that. V'zehu ma she'machadish ha'Rambam ba'aloch ha'beis. That's what the Rambam novelty comes up in aloch ha'beis. Al dvar mailis Avram Avinu, about the advantage of Avram Avinu. She'oiseh ha'emes v'pnei she'hu emes. He does the truth because that was truth, not even the level of Ava to connect to Hashem. What is the advantage in this avoida? Kasher ha'avoida hi ma'avestam. When the service is general love, sheyesh neitzokol Yisrael, which exists by all yidn, v'alachas kama v'kama nevi'im chachayimeim, for sure by the nevi'im de chachomim, the Rambam mentions everybody. Hare'esek ha'toyro mitzvah subichdei lahagia, so then you're learning Torah mitzvahs. Your occupation in Torah and doing mitzvahs is in order to reach that tie and cleaving in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it turns out, she'ha'esek b'Torah mitzvahs hu be'eifun, she'ein ha'esek b'shvil u'l'shem atzmai. So that the occupation in Torah mitzvahs is not in a way that the occupation is for and for the purpose of itself. El b'shvil mevukash, you want something. It has some wanting. You want to connect. Shukein dover noisof, it's as if it's something additional. Avo kasher avoidem avo, hi be'oifun she'oiso emes b'nei she'hu emes. When you're serving of love in the higher level, like Avram Avinu, you do the truth because it's the truth. This rejects, negates, not only not to serve for getting paid, he's not thinking anything else in his service. Not even the desire, she's dabbing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Hashem. That is the idea of knowing Hashem and loving Hashem. So he wants to kidei, so to come connect to him. He does the truth because this is true. Just because this is the command and the wishes of Hashem. To fulfill the tziva Hashem is a truth by itself, not a truth that will give you a connection to Hashem, a love to Hashem, but just doing it because that is true, that's the command of Hashem. V'amayla zu, and on this greater advantage, kosva Rambam, the Rambam writes, umayla zu, himayla gedoyla me'oi, this is a very great mayla. Before he said the Milas, so you can see it's different. In the Perek Tes, he says Milas Hanavi Milas Chochma, because he talks about the lower level, the Ave for connection, for his Dapkus, for connecting. Here he's talking already the level of Ave, Emes Mishra Emes, not a level of Ave even. You're doing it because the Eibishter's, that's true. It's true because it's true by itself, not for anything else. Why here it's saying, it's a maila gedil meod, not the chachomim nevim. Ka maila zu ein lemer shi maila zu kol hachachomim. We can't say this is the advantage of all the sages. Va'ad rabbe, kfi she mamshich, as the Rambam continue, ve'en kol hachom zeichelo. Not everybody can have this level of Abba.
This is the unique and special level. And my love, Avraham Avinu, Hashem calls him and loves me.
In order to reach this great
milah, to do the truth because it's true, not for any mevukish.
So you need to elevate in a great level of Ava.
So the Rebbe says these are different levels over here that we're talking about.
In Pedik Tes, it's talking about the Ava of Hashem and to continue learning about Hashem, to connect to Hashem. The beginning of Pedik Yud, he talks about ulterior motives, or either for the soul or for the body, but it's kind of a reward. And then in Halacha Beis, he talks about a higher level of Ava, the Ava of Avraham Avinu. And that's a level which not even the Chachamim and the Vim can always reach. That's a very special and high level in Ava. And now the Rebbe is going to turn back to explain how this is connected to the Meraglim.
Oishches. Apikol anal yesh lahasbir gam benegeil meraglim v'den hamidbar. Based on all the above, we can explain as it pertains to the meraglim and the doir hamidbar. Hamaraglim v'doir hamidbar v'chlal, the meraglim, generally the generation that was in the midbar, hoyu kenal b'madrega gavoya moed, they were, as mentioned earlier, on a very high level. V'lo yrotzu, they didn't want to lower themselves to enter Eretz Yisrael. In the order of the service, 6 years, so the field. Adam Chayrish, Adam Zereya, a person plows and sows. What is it going to be with the Torah if you're going to be busy and preoccupied? Because this type order of service, does not allow for them to occupy themselves in Torah properly. Because most of their days, they're occupied in matters that the body needs them. They wanted to remain and to continue and to travel and to go up higher. Beseder HaChaim, the Midbar, in the order of life, the way it was in the Midbar. Sha'atoiva Mushpas Harbe, Kenal, there was a lot of Toiva, which was the language used for Olam Haba. Kenal, Mon Min HaShamayim, the Mon came from the heavens, Maim Mebeir Shel Miriam, the water from the well of Miriam, Banane HaKovet Shel Chimoim, the clouds of glory that went them, Kenal. There were no distractions in the service of Hashem. They were able to sit free, using all the languages that the Rambam uses for Chayyim, to find relaxation, increase in wisdom, to get to the life of Olam Haba, to connect to Hashem even higher. This is similar to what the Rambam writes. Kshenisavu kol Yisroel niveim chachamei in halacha tes chulu, kedei sheyenuchu v'yimtzu l'margoy chulu, in order for them. Why did all the prophets and all the Yidden want to come to Olam Haba? So that they can find peace and relaxation and be able to connect and love Hashem even more greater. Aval av sheritzoyin v'tavosim l'kol anal b'midbar. So even though desiring all the above in the midbar, dargin nailis bidvekus b'Hashem, it's an elevated level in the connection of Hashem. Avoda ma'ava, it's a service of love. Mikol mokom, nevertheless, haknisa l'Eretz Yisrael mevi'a l'dargin nailis yisr. But entering into Eretz Yisrael brings to even a higher level. V'ukiyum tzivu Hashem b'lishu mevokash klal. That brings to the level of Abba of serving Hashem without any desire, nothing with expectation at all. Oiso emes b'nesho emes, you do the truth because it's truth. That's the higher level. That's the
what the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, in Perek Yud. In order to be able to reach this higher level, we need even a higher level of love. To be able to get to this level of doing mitzvahs because emes b'nesho emes. But since they wanted to stay in the midbar, and they did not wish to go into the land, so that says she'adayin le'igiu le'darga zu, the shleimus hadvekes va'aliyadavas. That means that they didn't reach this level of the complete cleaving and the elevation of Ahava, because they still want to stay. They don't want to do it emes b'nei sho emes. And that's why the Yidden remained in the midbar in the condition so they stayed in the condition that there wasn't none of the things that would prevent from learning Torah and connecting to Hashem totally. The menucha umargoya, in a way of relaxation and peace, b'chdei sheyarbu b'chokhma, so they can reach chokhma, which means to get to the higher level. Shayidei ze higiu l'shleimus dveikis hanefesh chulu. So they reach. They reach to the wholesomeness of the cleaving of the soul, so the next generation can go in. The next generation, when you come to a new level, that's when they enter Eretz Yisrael to fulfill Hashem's command. But in order to get them, they have to reach the higher level. So that wasn't them. That was the next generation. Both in the fact that they went into Eretz Yisrael, going into the land, and that itself shows they're no longer in the midbar. We're doing it for the sake of Hashem, and also they do the mitzvahs maisis in Eretz Yisrael. That's only in the Eretz. Over here we sense you do the truth because it's true. So that came to them after they didn't merit that. They were continued to stay in the desert until they reached the higher level, so that the next generation can go in to this higher level of Ava. Yeshua v'kol b'mayne l'kol das b'nei Yisrael. This is also the content, what actually Kolev was saying, and he was responding to the Jewish community when they said they can't go in. He says, im chofetz bono Hashem v'hevi yisonu. If Hashem wants us, what does he say, chofetz bono? Sha'aknisa l'eretz k'shura im chofetz bono Hashem. That the desire of Hashem will be expressed. That knisa la'eretz kishurim chofetz bonu Hashem. Going into the land is tied Hashem wanting us. Zehu chofetz v'rotzin Hashem. Going to Israel, this is the not mevukish, not getting close to Hashem. This is emes b'chneisho emes, the chofetz v'rotzin Hashem. U'b'meyle b'kiyumei mizgale. When you fulfill, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, it's revealed chofetz bon Hashem, that Hashem wants us, d'veikus b'nei Yisrael b'Hashem, a connection to Hashem. Eibshter wants us to connect to Him. That a higher level than the cleaving of the increase in Chokhmah. In the midbar, they increased Chokhmah. It was a higher level of Chokhmah. But where do you get the Chofetz Banu? Hashem wanting us so that we are
connecting Hashem because Hashem wants us to do what Hashem wants, which is higher than the desert. Chofetz, that is when we go into Israel. This is what Kolev was hinting to them. And this is the ultimate level of Ava or connection to Hashem, that is to do it in the mitzvahs maisius the way it develops in Eretz Yisrael. Christus. There's another issue here. It seems a little bit strange that after the Rambam says that you do the mitzvahs because of the mitzvah, he says, well, at the end the good is going to come. But we're talking about not doing it for reward. Why is the Rambam at that? Let's look inside. Test. When he discusses that you do the truth because it's truth, he concludes, then in the end, the good will come because of it. So, what connection does this conclusion, this end, have to do here? Aren't we talking? We're talking about a sage, who's not thinking at all about any benefit that he gets from the service. So why is the Rambam saying that he's going to get the service because of it? And the Rebbe says it's not. The service is going to come because of the mitzvah, not because he wants it. The sensation that Muvah Mediyuk Loshna Rambam, we can understand this from the specific language that Rambam used, V'soifa toive love biglolo, because of it, behind him. The kasher avidosi b'oifun kazeh sh'oisa emes b'pnei shu emes. When he serves the Eibishter because he's doing the truth, because that is truth. As I gam ha-toive ha-bo, even the toive that comes, he nailis yoiser, it's a higher level of benefit than normal Olam Haba. And therefore, also because of the matter of his connection and cleaving to Hashem, Haru Magia Lishlemus Nailus Yeser, he also ends up on a higher level of wholesomeness. Biglolo, he'll end up on a higher level. B'zeh. Mimi shelimud ha-toyre v'kiyim ha-mitzvahs sheloi, than one who learns Torah and performs mitzvahs, who ba'oifu sheyesh le'mevukeh shel iskashrus dveikah b'Hashem, is in a way that he seeks connection and cleaving to Hashem. So he says, biglolo, because of the emes b'pnei sho emes, he gets a greater toiva because it's a greater iskashrus than even from the level of ahava. Not that he's looking for it, but he will get the higher one because it's emes b'pnei sho emes, and that brings biglolo. You get a higher connection even more than one who's working for a mevukash, for something that he wants. He wants to connect. And also explain the continuation Yeshua Kolev Sha'omru Lifneze, before they said Im Chofetz Bono Hashem. First they said Toiva Ha'oretz Ma'od Ma'od. So he says that Toiva Oretz, it's very, very good. So, why is it Toiva Oretz Ma'id Ma'id? Even though they don't have to go into Eretz Yisrael to get the Toiv. Afshal De'ifun Avayda B'Midbar. Even though we discussed before by the service of the Avodah Midbar, limud a Torah by from Shiyupnim b'Chochma, learning Torah the free from Chochma, their Ava,
they, as the Rambam writes in Perik Tes, Zoichim li reis betuv Hashem beretz chayim.
But it's not moid moid. You do see the good Hashem in Eretz Chaim, in Olam Haba, you see the Tov Hashem.
Olam Haba, Shri Tov Gedoy Lad Moed, we said before, it's a great goodness, very much through the level of Ava.
Ve'en lo yarech be Tov Hashem Olam Hazeh, in this world there's no such level. You're talking going to get the great Tov.
Asher Ois HaTov Gedoy Lom,
this great of Olam Haba, great Tover, Ad Ein Cheker, there's no investigating, there's nothing to compare to, there's no comparison, and nothing similar.
That's
why David says, how great is the goodness that you hid for those who fear you?
So we're talking about, over here, he's telling them, no,
Toiv Ha'aretz Moed Moed is even a higher level of Toiv. You taka have the Toiv that comes through the Ava, you have Rav Tuvcha, everything is good.
But Toiv Ha'aretz Moed Moed comes only through Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael.
Kaidei HaKnisa L'Eretz Yisrael V'kiyem HaMitzvah Shom.
Because going into Eretz Yisrael and observing the mitzvahs there,
Hano'ifon Ha'avoyde D'Chofetz Bonu Hashem.
The Avoyde is Im Chofetz Bonu Hashem.
Hashem wants us to do out of the mitzvahs of Hashem, Oysam Nesho Emes, which is do the truth.
He does the truth because it's truth.
Zeichem the Toivas G'day Lo'id Yosef, you get even greater benefit.
Lo'id Rak Me'id Pamachas,
not only Me'id, which would show, Anelam Abba,
Shemeir Al Toivah G'day Lo'id Shalomayla Mechilas Odom Lekabel Ba'ilam Hazevi Toivas Elam Abba.
One Me'id would already point on a greater good, which is beyond the ability of person to receive in this world. That's Toivas Elam Abba. That's one Me'id.
Habo Al Yidei Avodas Hashem B'mechinas Me'id, that comes through serving Hashem
in a way of Me'id Ava G'day Lo'id Yiseira Azam Me'id, through a great, powerful, additional, powerful love.
Me'id
till his soul is connected in the love of Hashem, he's always learning about it.
That's Me'id, yes.
Beyond, yes.
Not found in Olam Hazeh, yes, you're in a way of Olam Haba.
But now you get Me'id Me'id.
Ela Me'id Me'id, based upon me, but two of which goes for Rambam,
Sha'oisa Emes Mneshu Emes.
The real Toiva will come because of it.
There is a Toiva that comes specifically through such an Avoda.
Even already, Legabe, this love, this great and very powerful love, it's also Me'id. It's Me'id Me'id.
It's a Me'id on the Me'id. It's a Me'id al Bitl Adam Legabe Legabe Kodesh Baruch Hu.
That points to the bittul of Hashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally.
That's why it's Me'id Me'id.
And that's the level that you get by going into Eretz Yisrael.
While staying in the Midbar, you get the Me'id, you get a higher level than Olam Hazeh, you get the great Toiva.
It's a level that Ava Azeh, everything.
But the real Toiva, the Me'id Me'id, the greater Big Lola, is the Nocha greater Toiva, the Toiva to connect to Hashem in such a way which is Ha'emes from Neshu Emes.
And that gives it, because that is the full and the complete Bittul of the person.
Aishud.
This seems to be a very high level. That to reach such a level in Ava, only the next generation was able to reach that. But why are we told about it? Must be that we have a connection to it as well.
Yud v'ine meze
shebetoyre sheyoron nitzchis.
The fact that in Torah, which the Torah is an eternal lesson,
mesuper al dvar ha-meraglim v'doyr ha-midbar,
it relates about the Meraglim, the generation, the Midbar, Umayni Yeshua, V'kol Val Tanusim,
talks about Yeshua and Kol responding to their argument move on. It's understood. They were arguing that Toivah Haaretz Moed Moed, you need to go into Eretz Yisrael. And there is a whole debate here. Move on Shiyesh B'Koyach Kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael. That it's within the power of each and every one of the Jewish people, Lisnai Kvidrishus Yeshua B'Kolov. We can conduct themselves as demanded by Yeshua and Kolov. Which is a higher level than this great Madrega Shel Avodas HaMaragdim V'Dor HaMidbar. That is even the Avodah Maragdim V'Dor HaMidbar. We can reach a higher level. We were told about it, that this is not good. We have to go on with Kolov and Yeshua to the Moed Moed. Kolaymer, Maila Zudiki Mitzvahs Maisis Be'eretz. This advantage of fulfilling the mitzvahs action in the land, Shaboyim L'Toyva Oretz Moed Moed Beis Pomi, so that you can get to the land two times. Ein Rak Avur Eila Sheknisosum La'eretz. It's not only for those who go into the land after there was the Midbar, Arboim Shono. Then they can get to the level. Elo Yeshno B'kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael. This exists by every Yid. Kasher Mekayim Mitzvah V'Kabol Osoil. When you fulfill a mitzvah with accepting Mipnei Shekein Tziv Hashem, because that's the command of Hashem, Yesh beKabbalas Oil Zu Maila Yiseda Al Advekus Metzadava. There is in this Kabbalas Oil an additional advantage over the cleaving that comes because of love. Yeah, we have that additional Maila. Even though we don't have the 40 years of the desert, we're all told that we have to get to Teva Hor. We are able to achieve that. This is also hinted in Loshna Rambam. Rambam seems to say before that not even all Chochmar Zechel is there. This was the Maila of Avram Ayavi. But the Rebbe is saying now we can all merit that. And this is also hinted in Loshna Rambam. B'hemshach l'dvorov al dvar Mailas Avram Shekora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Echilu. In continuation of the Rambam's word that Hashem called him Avram who loves me, or Avram the love that I love, Koisva Rambam writes, V'hi ha-maila shitzivonu ba-HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayodei Moshe. And that advantage is what Hashem has commanded us through Moshe, Shenemar, V'havto es Hashem elekecha. You should love God, your God. U'bizman sheyev odom es Hashem avo ha-ru'uyo. And as soon as a person loves Hashem, the fitting avo, V'yad yasa kol ha-mitzvahs ma'avo, so immediately he'll do all the mitzvahs out of love. How is the proper Ava? By learning, always knowing Hashem and learning of Hashem. So, if you love Hashem, you'll do all the mitzvahs. How does this fit? Rambam just said it's Avram, he was a special mile of Avram. Not everybody's married. Now he says, this is what the Pasuk says, V'havtu shemakecha v'lecheir in a movement, it's not understood. Lach reikos, after writing Shemaila Zuhi Maila Gedoilo, he writes that it's such a great advantage. And lo, and not every chacham can merit is Eich Masim Loimar. How is it fit to say via Maila Shitzivonu Bo Al De Moshe? That's the Maila that we were commanded Moshe that we should all do this. Hayshen Itzavu called Yisrael. That means that we're all commanded. He says not everybody is zeichet to this. So Rambam Bo Lashmeinu, but rather the Rambam is coming to teach us. The Masha Kosu Ven Kochochem Zoiche Lo. When he says you're not Zoiche, Haini Mekoyach Atzma Vavaydose. Means from his own power, his own service, you may not reach it. Aval Al Yidei Ubekoyach Tziv Hashem. But through and with the power of the command of Hashem, Ayde Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us, Ayde Moshe Rabbeinu, Yochil Kolechot Vechot Nagil Azeh Echbore can reach this. So we can actually reach this higher level. Either Rambam says you can't reach it on your own, but the Eibishter that told us through Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we can reach it. Yud Aleph. Amnon. L'cheri yesh la'ayin oid. L'cheri, we still need to look at the L'hari avoy midosh ha-belev she-magin elo ha-idei izbenus begadlus ha-vayah.
Love is an emotion of the heart. You can reach it by reflecting in the greatness of Hashem.
Kvisharuch HaRambam b'sefa perik, as the Rambam at length in the end of the perik, v'ein b'hilchus, v'chein b'hilchus yisayda ha-toyra, and lo yisayda ha-toyra. U'mau ha-pirush shekol echad v'echad mi-Yisrael yechol agil ava re'oya, that everybody can reach the fitting ava al derech ma'ilus Avraham Avinu. Similar to the Avraham Avinu, since you need to reach it through your reflection in the greatness of Hashem, it's not like Hashem gives it to you. So what do you mean we can reach the Ava Yira if we need to reflect and we need to learn about it in order to get the Ava? So B'yuvan Zeh B'hagdim Mashakos V'Rambam B'Alocha Dalet, we'll understand that Rambam writes Alocha Dalet, Omru Chachom Rishonim. The earlier sages said, Shema Toimer, maybe you'll say, Hareini Loma Toira B'Shvil She'a Yashir, we'll learn Toira to be a wealthy person, B'Shvil She'a Korar Rabbi, they should call me Rabbi, B'Shvil She'a Kabel Schar Be'el Mabo, so that I get reward in the world to come, Tamud Leimar, Le'avas Hashem, to love Hashem. Kol Mashad Ma'isim Le'tasu El Ma'avo. Whatever you do, do out of love. Ba'idom Ruch HaChomim Chulu, and further the Chomim said, the great sages who told those who understand their students, don't be like servants that serve for a reward, but serve out of love. It's surprising. Why does the Rambam wait to negate the intention, b'shul she'ayi osher v'chulu? It shouldn't do to be a osher. Ad la'achir abir b'godol, ma'ilus ha'avoda ma'ava, after explaining the great advantage of avoda ma'ava, ma'ilus Avraham Avinu, b'alocha beis, v'tir da'avas haruya b'alocha gimel, he describes, so he goes through the highest level, and then he starts talking about not to do it for ulterior motives. He should have included in Alocha Aleph, in order to receive all the bracha. Why didn't he put it in Alocha Aleph? And he waited after talking about the level of Ava, Evid Ma'ava, and after talking about how to get the Ava to his bainerness, to knowing Hashem, Shega Batamid. And only then he says, rejecting the level of Eved Hashem, not to be an Oshir, B'shul Kol Rabbi. The Kibon Shazui Darke Pechusa Yesu, since this is a lower level, B'Eved Shalei Lishmo, serving not Lishmo Kenal Sivov, it's a lower level. As the Rebbe said before in Sivov, that the first level is what it talks in Aloha Aleph, which is Yira, Chayin Nafshe. This is more his ulterior motive, Pchusa, lower level that Rebbe spoke before. Hare Havle Lishlo Dar Gezuba Shalei Lishmo, Lifnei Arichas, he should have rejected this level of Lishmo before going into great length, Al Dvar Goetel Ma'alas Avraham Avinu V'Ava Haruya, before talking about the great advantage of Avraham Avinu and the proper Ava. So why does he fit it in over here? V'yashloimar, we can say shebezeh madgish haRambam. The Rambam wants to emphasize with this shahavoyde me'avo shetzivonu bo hakadosh baruch hu ayde Moshe, that the level of Ava that the Eibishter told us through Moshe shayeches l'kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. It is connected. It has a connection to each and every one. Gam limi shohu adayim bedarg b'chusamayit. Even one who's on a very low level. Shemitzad atzmei ho yaleimet toira b'shul she'ayoshir. On his own, he would be learning toira she'ayoshir. He too can reach the level with the koyach that the Eibishter told us through Moshe to love the Eibishter. Torah of the Moshe, even he can learn it in such a high level. Biur HaDavar. Be'avo HaRe'uyo Yeshtei Madregis. In the proper Ava Hashem, there's two levels. Aleph Hergesh Ha'ava Shebelev. The feeling of Ava in your heart. U'mayla zu himayla gedoyla ma'oid. That's a very great advantage. V'himaylas Avram b'yichud. That is uniquely Avram's, the feeling in the heart. K'fishamayrech b'alocha gimel, as he goes through at length in alocha gimel. V'keitza di Ava ru'uyo, how is this fitting love of the Avram o'yavi? She'yoyves Hashem Ava g'doyla yiseira aza me'oy, to love Hashem, a great additional powerful love, achite nafshik shura b'avas Hashem chulu, to the extent that his soul is tied in love of Hashem. Base. And number two, gam mi shelo yigia liyidei madregas Avram leves Hashem Ava haruiyo. This is another, even if he doesn't reach that level to love, feeling in his heart, the proper Ava, Amavias Odom Shoisa Emes Bnei Shoemes, that brings the person that he does the Emes because of that great love. Adrabe, Mitzad Atzmayu Bedarga Zu, on his own, he's on a level Shoemer Harin Lemeter Bishul Shayoshulu. But the Rambam talks in Locha Dali, he says, I want to be rich. Gam Loi Nitno. He too was given the instruction of the Torah, La'avas Hashem, to love Hashem. She'kol ma'sha'atem ha'isim le'tasom ma'ava, whatever you do, do out of love. Dehainu. So what does this mean? What's the second level? Av she'ne margish b'liba ava ru'uyo, even though he doesn't feel a proper feeling of love, me'kol ma'koyim yochel li'fil ba'atzmei la'asis, yet he can affect himself to do Ma'ava, to do our Ava. Hainu machma zeshet tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can do it in love because the Eibishter commanded. Bedugmas darga zu, b'mayla gedoyla ma'oid, similar to this level, in this great ma'ila, she'oise ha'emes mipnei she'hu emes. He does the truth because it is truth. So, so feeling maybe he can't, but to do the actual, to do with Ava he can. In other words, I'm doing because the Eibishter said I'm doing it. Emes neshemes v'zehu mamshich mamshich ba'alocha shel achrize, and that's what he continues later on. After explaining this service of working for the sake, Shem Shemayim and not Lishmo, Omru Chachomim, Loilam Yasik Odom Betoyrav Afilu Sholei Lishmo, Shemeter Sholei Lishmo Bolishmo. Sages tell us, person should always occupy himself even not for the right purposes, because from not Lishmo comes Lishmo. So he says, Lefikoch Shem Lamdim Sakatanim Vesanoshim. When you teach the minors, the women, generally the people, the lay people, people of the land, you only teach them to serve out of fear, until their mind will increase, you'll get additional wisdom. You reveal to them the secret little by little. You train them, you get them used to this idea, benachas, gently, until they'll grasp it and they'll know him and they'll serve out of love. The lechayre, are kvar kosev alocha aleph, in alocha aleph, you're right, shemachanach noisum lavid miyira, achetar badaitim yavdu ma'ava. He already said this, that you educate them to serve out of yira until their mind will increase and ma'ava. Why does he repeat it again? But rather, with this is coming to emphasize. Shagam roze, even this secret, this greatest level of Ava Ru'uya, the proper Ava of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ayavi, b'chaylus ktanim b'noshim klal amoris lagielo. They also can reach it. Elosh etzrichim largilom b'zeh ma'at ma'at benachas. You got to train them a little by little. Before he was talking about not the greatest level of Abba, Fakert, he was saying to them that slowly you'll teach them, but it's talking about they'll get to the level of Abba, but not the Abba on this level. Not the level of Rozeh, of Avraham Ayavi. Because once the Eibishter told to Moshe, so that any study of Torah and any observance of mitzvahs of each and every one of the Jewish people, because it's a tziva Hashem, he doesn't have the love revealed, for sure he will come to learning the Shema v'yavdei ma'ava and serves ma'ava. So this is the second level. Is not a feeling of Ava like Avram had, but it's an action of Ava. He will do it me'ava, because that's what the Rambam is mechadish and brings it down again, that this is the reach, the level that you're going to train them, that slowly, that even the ma'isa that they do would be in a level of the Shema. It's a lot to unpack over here. We learned a lot of difference, very detailed to review this again, but hopefully we got through most of the main points over here, and Oit Chazayin L'moyed, Mesichas, Shabbos Parshas Shlach, Tovshin Mem Vav.